The first two examples that Jesus gives in the gospel today speak to us about being ready for the moment when it comes. The moment of the revealing of the Son of Man. The moment will be quick and it will be swift. And it will catch many people off guard, just as the flood did. Didn't catch Noah off guard. He had been preparing for that moment. And when the moment came, he was ready. Lot was warned, but the rest of the people in Sodom were simply about their normal life of eating and drinking and buying and selling and planting and building, doing all of the normal things, the investment into the flesh. And they were not prepared when it came upon them swiftly. What is this revealing of the Son of Man? And that's a very mysterious question, because some people misconstrue this passage as all of those stories, the Left Behind series, the whole rapture reality of Jesus coming and snatching us away. This could also be read simply as his call of discipleship. Jesus' call of discipleship, that moment in which we encounter him, that moment in which his call is made manifest in our life, and we are invited to respond. We are not invited to say, okay, I hear you, I'm going to go back and get my stuff, and then follow you. Let me go and bury my father, and then I will come and follow you. What does Jesus say? Let the dead bury their dead. Jesus' call in our life is a call to life. And if we miss that call because we are turning to the things of this world, we will lose our life. But those who follow him, seemingly losing their life, will save it. This last line, when Jesus is asked, where, Lord? Seemingly, like, where will they be taken? Or it seems that Jesus answers them in the opposite. Where will they be taken? He takes the time not to talk about where they will be taken, but he talks about where there is death. Where the body is, there also the vultures will gather. Preparations for the flesh. My brothers and sisters, the Boy Scout motto, always be prepared. Provisions for the flesh. We can spend so much of our time and energy making provisions for the flesh that we are not ready in the spirit. The flesh, my brothers and sisters, I hear the echo from John chapter 6 when he says and declares, you do not find life in the flesh. Life is found in the spirit. If you are caught up in the flesh, if you are caught up in fleshy things, the things of this world, of eating and drinking and buying and selling and planting and building, you will not be ready. You will not be ready to receive his call. So we are to be prepared in the spirit. Because it is only in the spirit that we find life. Because where the body is, it's where the vultures will gather. If we sow in the flesh, we sow into death. If we sow in the Spirit, we reap life. Our lives are supposed to be a little bit strange, my brothers and sisters, to the world. You do realize that, right? I mean, Jesus says it almost in a matter-of-fact kind of way when he says, whoever seeks to preserve his life will lose it, but whoever loses it will save it. It's kind of a riddle, isn't it? We are, as believers in Jesus Christ, supposed to look a little bit different than the world. As the world makes its provisions for the flesh, we are to store up for ourselves treasure in heaven. So, my brothers and sisters, be ready. Be ready. Amen.